Investment flash.
Crypto in free fall. Bitcoin down to 73 grand. Semis at all-time highs. Two markets, two realities. Which one's right? We're breaking it down on Investment Flash.
It's Friday, May 29th, London edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. Let's get into it.
Gerald, you've been skeptical on crypto. US-Iran airstrike sent Bitcoin to its lowest since April 13th, $73,000. That's a six-week low, buddy.
Yeah, and the liquidation numbers are eye-watering. Nearly 900 million in long positions got wiped. That tells you how over-leveraged the market was.
No way. 900 million? For real? That's a massive flush.
Hold on. Is this a buying opportunity? Iran tensions might de-escalate. Brent crude only jumped 4%. The panic might be overdone.
4%? But the Hormuz risk is real. Gold rallied over 1% as a safe haven. I'd rather own commodities than try to catch the crypto knife.
Right, but see, this is what I mean. Crypto is pricing Armageddon, while semis are pricing utopia. Nvidia just inked a massive deal with Corning to expand fiber capacity tenfold.
Exactly. They're locking in supply for years. That's a clear bull signal for the whole AI infrastructure build.
Well, to be fair, Corning and Lumentum, the optical play, are already up over 100% year to date. A tenfold capacity deal sounds great, but is the good news already in the stock?
All right, but the pullback last session, Corning down 4%, Lumentum down 4.6, that's profit-taking. Could be the entry, buddy.
But China's indium export controls are tightening the whole optical supply chain. TSMC's Coop Tech is essential, but the conviction on new longs is lower for a reason.
The classic good story, already up 100% problem. Only Gerald could turn a chip rally into a PE warning.
Fair enough. But Nvidia's at 16.9 times forward earnings. For this growth, that's modest. The AI demand isn't slowing. And let's not forget, Nvidia is still the engine. I know I said that about semis last quarter too, but this cycle feels different.
Hong Kong exports surged 43% in AI electronics. That's demand-side support. The SMAH semiconductor ETF is at all-time highs.
Yeah, but the Hong Kong government warns Middle East war could cloud the outlook. I'm not saying sell, but that risk isn't in 52-week highs.
Exactly. But hot money is rotating from crypto and gold into AI and memory stocks. CoinDesk called it out. The flow is there.
Wait, if Iran escalates and oil spikes above 100, semis suddenly look vulnerable. Not just demand, but supply chains. This disconnect can't last.
Right. And that small cap sell signal from Wells Fargo backs that up. The Russell 2000 is at a high, but earnings estimates are falling. It's a rare explicit sell.
Only Gerald would pivot from AI to small caps to warn us. But I see it. IWM is vulnerable.
And if oil spikes, small caps get hammered on margins. TNA, the leveraged bull ETF, is overbought. Shorting that is a solid hedge.
Wells Fargo saying sell small caps is like the fire department telling you to leave a burning building. Obvious, but rare.
Ah, fair. All right, let's talk Qualcomm. They unveiled a chip for budget PCs. Right into Intel and AMD's territory. That's a gutsy move.
Buddy, Qualcomm's up 14% this week alone. The market loves the expansion story.
But the PC market is crowded. Intel's already up 207% year to date. Some of that might be profit-taking territory, and AMD's at a 52-week high. Increased competition is a risk.
So, Qualcomm is eating into a duopoly that's already priced for perfection. What could go wrong?
Fair enough. But I'd rather buy the disruptor than the disrupted, especially with Qualcomm's 5G and auto story behind it.
Speaking of disruptions, UK housing. Bloomberg says the government could miss its 1.5 million homes target by 40%. Persimmon is down 18% year to date.
Yeah, the FT had this on Tuesday, but now Bloomberg picks it up. Look, it's a demand-side miss. If the Bank of England stays tight, home builders suffer.
Housing stocks are tough, but is this structural or just a cyclical hiccup? I'm not ready to call a bottom.
And in India, the monsoon forecast was cut to 90% of normal. That's a direct hit to crops and rural demand. Food inflation risk is real.
Ah, that corn call I made yesterday? India's drought just gave it a tailwind. Wheat and corn are defensive commodities now.
Nice call back, Tom. And my sell emerging markets call from yesterday? India's part of that. INDA is down 10% year to date. This adds downside.
See, this is what's undercovered. Food inflation from monsoons, plus a potential oil shock. The press is all about crypto and AI, but second-order effects on consumer spending and credit? Missing entirely.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single piece on how oil at 100 hits the consumer stock basket. That's a big oversight.
And credit spreads. If junk bonds widen, it's game over for risk. The market's betting Iran is a crypto problem, not a macro problem. That's a huge assumption.
I guess the market's too busy watching crypto liquidations to remember 2008 was a credit event.
Dark, but fair. Which brings us to the most original take today. Bitcoin's record holder supply actually hides a buyer drought. It's not conviction. It's no new money.
Wait, so the market is reading hodling as bullish, when it's really just ETF demand waning and prediction markets bearish. That's a contrarian read.
Exactly. So crypto's crash isn't just a ran. It's a structural liquidity drain. The bounces might be fades.
That's the trade. Fade any crypto bounce. Short small caps with IWM or TNA. Buy commodities like wheat and corn. The clean play.
And take profits in semis at these 52-week highs. Corning and Lumentum up over 100%. Time to lighten up.
Fade crypto, short small caps, buy commodities.
Exactly.
That's it.
100%.
Nailed it.
Right. And central banks, a hawkish Fed or ECB responding to oil-driven inflation, would be the real regime changer. That's not in any narrative right now.
So the takeaway, crypto Armageddon, semi-utopia, but the divergence might not hold. Fade the extremes, protect capital.
As always, none of this is investment advice, just our views.
And hey, if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back later today at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. Catch you then.
See ya.